Minnesota News Network. Good afternoon, I'm Brent Palm. The FBI has formally notified the Minnesota BCA that it will not provide state investigators any information or evidence in the January shooting death of Alex Preddy. MNN's Tasha Radel has more.
The BCA, however, has reiterated its request for information, access to evidence, and cooperation in the January 7th shooting death of Renee Good and the January 14th shooting of Julio Sosa Celsis. At this time, it remains unclear whether any cooperation or information sharing related to these cases will occur. BCA Superintendent Drew Evans says while this lack of cooperation is both concerning and unprecedented, the BCA remains committed to conducting thorough, independent, and transparent investigations.
The Minnesota Office of Traffic Safety is crediting new programs for helping decrease the amount of traffic deaths in Minnesota for a second straight year. Director Mike Hansen says one of those is Project Teen Impact.
And this is where highly trained instructors, typically state troopers and some of the partners that they work with, they go in and they talk to every 10th grade class about how to be safe behind the wheel, how to be a good, safe passenger.
Hansen says student surveys show the program has been an effective way at changing their driving behaviors. State Senator John Hoffman is remembering fallen House Speaker Melissa Hortman on the eve of the new legislative session. Hoffman posted a video on social media showing stacks of Hortman campaign signs that he found in storage. Hoffman said, "As the 2026 legislature reconvenes Tuesday, I dedicate the work ahead to my colleague and political kid sister, Melissa." Prosecutors say the gunman who shot Hoffman and his wife in Champlin on June 14th later killed Hortman and her husband in Brooklyn Park. The new Glacial Ridge Curling Club in Willmar is a hub of activity during the Winter Olympics in Italy. President Scott Holwerda says they now have more than 100 members and hosted a viewing party for the mixed doubles final match featuring Corey Tc and Corey Dropkin from Duluth.
When the Coreys were going for the gold, we actually did have a watch party at the new club there, and we plan on having a couple more with the curling that's going on. So I would say just keep an eye on our Facebook page.
He says members were educating people about curling during the watch party. The U.S. women's curling team is playing host Italy today. And the Gopher women's basketball team extended their winning streak to 8 games with an 83-60 victory over the Badgers Sunday in Madison. Minnesota improved to 11-4 in the Big Ten and 20-6 overall. The Golden Gophers host Ohio State on Wednesday. This is MNN.